The Gemara and Abzayin number 11 on the top. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yosi. Minayin Shakosh Bochum is Paul. From where do we know that the Eibush himself davened? Shenema. Rabbi Yosi Mala Kochi. Besimachtim Beveis Tfilosi. Tfilosom Loinema. Ela Tfilosi. It means the Eibush is Egen Tfilah. Mikan Shakosh Bochum is Paul. So the Gemara, my Matzli. What's the Tfilah of the Eibush? Omer Rav Zutu Batubi Omer Rabbi Omer Rav. Yirotze Milfonai. That my Rachmonus should overcome my kas, meaning the b'chin of kas. Eibush is not a goof, that's a kas. But the b'chin of kas, the anhog of kas, the anhog of rachmim should overpower. Din, it's din in rachmim. It's alakim nez Hashem. V'yogoylu rachamai al midoisai. V'esnaigim bonai. And I should be noyig with my children, with Klal Yisrael, b'midas rachmim. V'ikones lohem. V'fnimishu sadin. Even if they don't deserve it. The Rashba has an arichas and he talks out the Eibishter wants to give Klal Yisrael a Shefa Abrocha. And that's the Kavayochel, there's a tefillah that the Eibishter wants to give them Toiv. Zogmo Tanya Omer B'Shmo Ben Lisho. Pamachas Nichnasti Lahaktik Toires. Once I went to be Maktik Toires. B'Shmo Koin Godel. Lefnai V'Lefnim to the Beis HaMikdosh. Kodesh HaKadosh. V'Roi Isi HaKasriel. Ko Hashem Tzvokos. You saw a Malach. Ko Hashem Tzvokos, a Kasriel, Shechina, B'china, Shu Yoishev al Kisei Rom v'Niso. And he saw him sitting on a Kisei Rom v'Niso. Ve'omali Yishmol b'ni. So Yishmol told me, Borcheni, give me a bracha. Omati loy. So I told him this similar bracha. Yirotzoin mulfonecho. It should be the Eibishter's rotzen. Sheyich b'shu rachamecho es kascho. That the Rachmonis should overcome the kas, be a goylu rachamech al midoisecho, be sisnaigim bonecho be midas rachmim, be tikonis lahem, lifnim ishur sadin, be nene liberoishoi. When I gave him this bracha, be nene liberoishoi, zog Rashi, kamoide be bichosi, be oina omen, as if he agrees and he said omen. Zog the Gemara, kamashlon, from here we can learn, shloite bichas hedit kalabeinecho, that klapia, obviously, Bishmol goes not a hedyet, but klape the Kashem Tzvokos, this Akasriel, so it's Birchas Hedyet, Shloite Birchas Hedyet Kalabinecho. And we take a see that it's not stam. When a hedyet gives you a bracha, okay, I'll take it. Shloite Birchas Hedyet Kalabinecho. No. He told him, he asked him, Borcheni. That means, Shloite Birchas Hedyet Kalabinecho, Atkerekach, you should ask him for a bracha. Not just, when he gives you a bracha, I'll take it. Why not? Lo teibichs kalabinecha. From this ma'aseh, he told him, b'ni borcheni. That means, do we ask a hedyet even for a bracha? Zog di gemara. V'omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yosi. Minayin she'en meratzin lo'i lo'odem b'shas kasoi. From where do we know that you're not meratzin, you don't appease a person at the time when he's angry? And the reason is, poshut, because if a person is angry, and now you try to appease him in the midst of his kas, it's like you're being mezalzel, you're dismissing his reason to be because that itself is not going to help. It's going to backfire. If you're mezalzel in the person's feelings by saying, it's nothing, blah, blah, blah. What do you mean it's nothing? You know what just happened? So b'shas kaisoi is not the ideal time to be meratze. So gemara d'chsev, because it says by the Eibishter, ponay yelechu, ani choyselach. First ponay yelechu, and then ani choyselach. Omalai kodesh b'ochel l'moisha. Hamtenly, wait. Until the ponim shel zam subsides, until it leaves. V'aniach, shel zam v'aniach l'cho. Zog v'ora, umi ikro, ritcho, kame dekut shebrichu. There's such a thing as anger, klapi de ebishter. Zog v'ora, we find anger. The Tanya. Now again, it doesn't mean the ebishter is kebikas. It means it's an hoga of kas that the ebishter is noyig with klal yisrael. Zog v'ora, in the Tanya. Bekel zoyem bechol yoim, that the Eibishter is angry every day. This pchino and hanhog of kas. This hanhog of kas that takes place every day. Zogdemor bekame zamoi. And how long is this zam of the Eibishter that we're saying that the Eibishter is noig bekas? Zogdemor rega, rega, second. Bekame rega. What is the shear of rega? Zogdemor echod michameishes revoi ushmoines alofim ushmoino meus ushmoine vishmoino. 158,888th of an hour. A fraction of 158,888th 888 of an hour. Fraction of a fraction. Zog the Gemara, v'zu hi rega. And that's the rega of the Eibishter. V'ein kol bilya yichol l'chavin oisa. Now on the side, there's another girsa. Yesh gorsim. Shmoina alofim shmoina meis upeiches. That means, one second. Yesh gorsim shmoina revoi. Aha. We have chamesh is revoi. There's another girsa that takes out the whole revoi part. So it's not, it's the one, 8,888, which is a lot, a big difference. It's 50,000 less of a fraction. So it we'll see soon in the Gemara, it makes enough kamina if it's 158,888, or there's another gears attack that's less. But upon him, there's a number over here, a fraction of a fraction. So the Gemara, v'zui rega, v'ein kol bilya yichol l'chaven oisa shoh, chutz mi'bilam rasha. Bilam rasha was able to mechaven the shoh. The shah l'chor means that rega. Dichsibe, or maybe the shah of the rega. Maybe it doesn't mean mamash rega, it means the shah of that rega. Zogmo, dichsibe, v'yadea das elyon. He was yadea das elyon. He was able to comprehend. Fregdumora, hashadas behemtole aviyoda. He couldn't comprehend when his donkey was speaking to him. Laviyoda, he didn't understand him. So das elyon aviyoda. So you can know, you can figure out this 158,888 of a fraction. Zogdumora, elo. Melamed, it comes to teach us. He knew the Shah, not the Etzim Rega, but the Shah that the Eibishter was Koyes. Behind the Omele Noveli Yisrael, this is what Bilam said. Ami, Schorno Mayods Bolok Melech Moyov. Schorno Mayods Bolok Melech Moyov, meaning that he was able to be Mechavin that Shah. Rashi brings a pasuk, ki rega ba'apoy chayim betzoyne. Zog the Gemara, ma'ila man das, tzidkos Hashem, that's the end of that pasuk. Om Rabbi Lozo, om alem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. The Eibishter told Klal Yisrael, du'u, you should know, kam tzedakos asisi imochem. You don't even realize the tzedakah that I did with you. Why? Shaloi ka'asti bimei bilam ha'rosho. I wasn't angry bimei bilam ha'rosho. This hanhog of ka'as. Shil moli kasti, because I would have been in Hanog of Kas. Lo nishtayim is a name she Yisrael sridu plid. There wouldn't have anything left over from Klal Yisrael. They would have been destroyed. Because he would have been mekal them at the zman that is able to mechav in the shah, and then it would have been the destruction of Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara, the Kama, the Haina, the Komalei Bilam, the Bolok, mo ekav loy kova kel, uma ezam loy zoam Hashem. Meaning, that I couldn't be mekal because I couldn't be mechavan this man of the zam of the Eibishter. The lamech kol oisna yom loy zoham. Zog the Gemara bekama zamoy. The Gemara is asking now similarly, what is this zam? How much is it? How long is it? Zog mo rega bekama rega. Om Rebbe Avinu v'tem Rebbe Avinu rega kameimra. Rega means the amount of time that it takes to say the word rega. Now. Here it seems like the Gemara either is working together with the last year or is working at a different memra. Because before the Gemara said, Rega is 158,888 of a Shah, that fraction. And here the Gemara is saying, the amount of Rega is the time that it says to say the word Rega. So it seems like a different shear. Now, we'll see soon in Tosis why there maybe is enough Kaminataka in the two shiurim. Now, we see something else also, and this is Negeya in Halacha. The Gemara is asking, what's the shear of this kolshu? Even when it says in Shas, the word kolshu has a shear too. We find by in Hilah Shechita. Epgim is a kolshu on a sakin. The smallest nick on a sakin makes the animal a trefa, if it has a pgima. So what's the shear of a kolshu? So there's a shear of a kolshu. Kolshu is Chagira Tzipoyren, the fingernail, feels the slightest nick, or a sar is a shear, or even on a shear. One of the chamesh psulim is shear that the shechita can't stop for a fraction of a second. What's a shear? The shear is a kolshu. So we see kolshu has a shear of a shear too. Here the Gemara says the whole time, what's the shear of this rega of this kolshu? So one teretz is the fraction of this cheshbon, and one is kememra, the amount of time that it says to take to say the word rega. Zog the Gemara. Oh, so let's see this Tosis Taka. Zog the Gemara. Shil Moli Kaasti. The Eibishter says, look at the tzedakas I did. Shlo Nishtar, Shridu Prid. Frek Tosis Vim Toima. Maho Yochol Loima B'Shaz Rega. What could Bilam of Rosh already have said in that Rega? If it's 158,888 of a fraction of a shah. So then, what could you say in that day? What kind of klal could you tell them? Zaktoiz is two terutzim. It's a big nafkah minute. Yesh loyma kaleim. One teretz says you could have said the word kaleim. Misa, destroy them. And that you could say, like the Gemara says, Rega Kamemra. This works with the second teretz of the Gemara. Very good. Because Rega is Kamemra. The Memra of say the word kaleim. Inami, the second teretz is, Me'achashay Yamaschel Kolosoi. The fact that even if you couldn't have said a klala in that fraction of the time, but once he started saying even the fraction of the first letter that's being said in that zman, so then the klala would already start taking place, even though he didn't say the klala. But he started the klala in that zman, that would have been enough. So maybe this takash seems like the first teretz in the Gemara, that's taka fraction. You can't even say the word kaleim, but the fact that you can even start in that zman, that's already enough. Here is a famous yisoid in the poiskim, which is a big machlokes of poiskim, but it's al kaponim, it's a tzad at least for shas atchak. We see over here shteit in Tosis that when it comes to his man, the fact that you started by this man, that's already considered that you made it in this man, and the klal is chal. If let's say shteit in Mogen Avrom, simen peites, mishabur brings any paschas like that. If a person comes to his man tefillah and his manim, and it comes to the Zman Tefillah, he's not going to be able to finish Shemoneh Esrei by the end of Zman Tefillah. He's able to start, he'll get up to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, but he won't finish. So what do you do? Shteit in Magen Avraham, the Mishbura says, you daven Havineinu, like we had the Gemara before, Bichas Havineinu, Eliyahu Novi Medem Nechorva. Havineinu is the shortened Shemoneh Esrei in order to be able to daven Shemoneh Esrei by Zman Tefillah. Zok to Aruch Shulchan in Simen Peites, no, Aruch Shulchan in Simen Kuf Yud. In Simen Kuf Yud, hey, Zok to Aruch Shulchan, he brings his Das Magen Avraham, and he says that you have to dan Havineinu. Zok there, umir toises brachas daf zayin chazin and loyha de lavachi. Toises brachas in the second teretz says that the fact, as long as you started, that's already the klal is chal. Zok there, if you start bizman tefillah, then already you don't have to say Havineinu, that's already considered that you made this man tefillah. The nafkamina is, which is even more common, man tefillah is later, but zman kriyashma. Zman kriyashma of the goyin is 9:14. A person is rushing, he's up to Zman Kriyashma, it's mamish turning 9:13. And he's in Mitzvah Kriyashma, and it's ready turning 9:14 on the atomic watch, on atomic time. So, halacha, the Mishnah Berurah says, like the Mogen Avraham passes, but a kaporim the Orcha Shulchan, Yesham Alismoich, not to wait for that Zman. But Yesham Alismoich, the Orcha Shulchan, comes out in halacha in Simuk Kuf Yud, that it's considered that you're Yoytz Zman Kriyashma because you started the Rai Yishpaz. He brings it about from this choices, from the second set of choices. Zog di Gemara. Umenolon, and from where do we know? The Rega Rotach, that the Ebeshe was taken angry for a Rega. Shenema, that's the Pasuk Rashi brought in the beginning. Ki Rega ba'apo yichayim b'tzoynoi. Zog di Gemara, we bar yisayim mehocha from a different place we know. State in Pasuk in Daniel, Chavim ad Rega, ad Yavar Zaham. What's a pasuk in Tehillim? Chavim ad rega ad yavar zam. Go into hiding for a rega ad yavar zam. So we see that the Eibush is taka, this is a shear of a rega. Zog di Gemara ve'emas rotach. When does this take place? This rega. Om rabai b'hanach lo shoy kamaiso. It's the first 3 hours of the day. Somewhere in that time span. Ki chivra kalbalto de tanagoyla. When the crown of the Tanagol turns white. Bekoi achat kara, and the simon that we see in this world is the Tanagol stands on one foot. Every day, the Tanagol all throughout the day, many times stands on one foot. Anytime that he stands throughout the day on one foot, then he has red streaks in his comb, in his crown. But at that moment, less beishuraika sumka, he doesn't have any red streaks. The Ben Bechaya in the pasuk by Bilam, where it says that an uma gever, so zok the Ben Bechaya kora atzma gever. He called himself, he compared himself to a gever, which is a tarnagol. Why is he compared to a tarnagol? Zok the Ben Bechaya v'doymin zelaze, because the tarnagol knows to be mechaven the shor, v'shneim shovim b'chokma. He's not saying that he had a bird brain like a tarnagol. He's saying shneim shavim b'chokhmah. There was a certain chokhmah that Bilam had that a tarnagol also has. Not stam the tarnagol punkt stands. He stands on one foot. It's b'chokhmah. He's b'chamah like that. B'chein tarnagol is a noyef, and that's why it's not koshel mizbeach. Bilam was a noyef, and the tarnagol, it says that he's koigel 7 times a day.
he's koira. So over here also, Bilam, it says in the pasuk says that it was seven times he was nasim mishaloi. So we see al kaponim is a connection to the Tanakh to Bilam. Zok the Gemara, how it's stuki? Was it stuki? David b'shavusi the Rabbi Levi. David come mitzayir le tuva. He was mitzayir Levi. Bekoi, he asked him all types of psukim to disprove things in Yiddishkeit. Maybe couldn't take it, so he took a tarnagol, and he wanted to be mekal the tzuki, but he had to mechav in the shah. So he took a tarnagol to see when the tarnagol's comb, the crown turns white, and he stands on one foot. So shokal tarnagol, v'ukme ben kari da'alsa, and he tied him by his bedpost, v'ayin bay, and he started looking at it. Let me see exactly when, and that rega, I will be mekal the tzuki. I'll curse him. Kimota Ishaita, when the time came, Naim, Fadremelt, he missed that moment. Omar, so he said, from here's a raya. Shmami no. Lav oich arle mevadochi. It's not the proper thing to do this. Why? V'rachma v'kol maisov. You have to rachmana v'kol maisim. Even on the stuki. Itamu chatoim, not choitim. So even on the stuki, you have to rachman him. Others say he rachman on the tarnagol. He took the tarnagol, he tied him to the bedpost. You have to rachmanis on him also. Don't tie him. Zogmah uksiv, and it says gam enish le tzadik loytoiv. Zog the Gemara, tonim ishmei de remei. Oh, Tois over here says that afagav that stuki marina v'loy mailin. What do you mean he had rachmanis on him? The aloch is marina v'loy mailin. You lower them in a bar. Zogmah hayne b'dei odom. That's if you do a oynish b'dei odom, you're lowering him physically. Av b'dei shomayim. But to use a klola b'dei shomayim in the time that the Eivishter is rega b'hapoy, so that lava oich aire l'hanisham l'atrichom l'holgom b'dei shomayim, shaloi k'dech b'neum, that's not the derech ha-teva. V'higa asin an hocha oivet g'chovim. If you go over here, oivet g'chovim, nicha, dekomer osom, oivet g'chovim v'roya b'heime, daka loy mayim loy maridin. So if you go that if it's oivet g'chovim, then it's not shver, because the Gemara that says in Avodah Zarah, Tzedukin, Morinim Lemailin, so that's Taka, Tais Kasha was only on Tzedukin. So then, his Kasha is that Chayr you're supposed to, why is it Lava Yechara? But if you're Geras, over there, Ovid Kachovim, so then Taka, it's a different gear, so then it's Taka Lemailim Lemirin. Zog the Gemara. Tonim Ishmeir Ameir, Bishosh HaChamez Rachas, at the time when the sun rises, v'chol malchim izrach u'mayrav manichim kisrem rasheim, and the malchim izrach u'mayrav place their crowns on their head, u'mishtachvim l'chama, and the mishtachvim to l'chama, avi l'zorah, miyad koyz ha-kodesh baruch hu. David is angry. Again, we see a similar zman. We see, number one, we see that they put manichim kisrem rasheim before we talked about the keser of the tarnagol, similar aspect, and also, the Gemara said before, that it, when is this man, b'hanach t'losik shoy kamaisa. That's very shtims good with this Gemara, because we know that malachim, not David HaMelech, but regular Malachim get up b'sholosh after Gimel Shoyis. So Taka b'sholosh Shoyi Kamaisa. It's in that man. That's when the Eibush is Taka Koye is. Zog the Gemara. V'om Rabbi Yochanan. Yishu Rabbi Yosi. Toiva. Maldus achas b'liboy. Hachno. Zog Rashi. Loshen Ridu v'achno. A person being b'hachno himself on his own accord. Ishal Adam. Is Yosef Mikama Malkius is greater than many, many Malkius that a person gets bitten. Why? Shenema v'rotfes mayavai v'omra elcha v'shuvel ish yorishoin ki toivli oz me'ato v'rotfo el es mayavai. It's referring to Knesset Yisrael being mezanis, so to speak, turning away from the Eibishter. V'omra elcha v'shuvel, and then afterwards they realize on their own. So when it comes on your own accord, when you have a service on your own, that's more than many, many other malchus. Even then, 100. There were three requests that he asked from the Eibishter, and Eibishter gave it to him. He asked that Klal Yisrael should be sharing them the whole time. Bikesh leitish reshina alav dikhovim that goyim should not have the shechina shenemal v'nosim leshenemal v'niflinu loshen of separation of law v'niflinu ani v'amecha only kaisel bikesh leidiyat rochav shakosh baruch hu. He wanted to know the world, the old famous question, old from time immemorial. Why is it that what v'nosim the Eibishter gave him shenemar hoydieni noaz drachecha? Explain me the anhog of the Eibishter. Meaning, how is it tzadik v'tovloi? V'raloi, omer lefonav ribbono shel olam. He asked the Eibishter this question, v'mai yesh tzadik v'toiv lo, v'yesh tzadik v'raloi. How could it be some tzadik and a toiv, some ra, that they have a bad life, a good life, a better life? V'yesh rosha v'toiv lo, v'yesh rosha v'raloi. What's pshat in this anhoga? Omer loi, Moshe, tzadik v'toiv lo, tzadik ben tzadik. Yes, chusovis. Tzadik v'raloi, when a tzadik doesn't have it so good, he's a tzadik ben rosha. Rosha v'toiv lo, how does a rosha have it good? So Gemara Rosh ben Tzadik, yes, who's office too? Rosh v'Galoi, so that's Rosh ben Rosh, including in his teretz, like it's explained by Meforshim, is like because we say always that the Eibishter wants to be pireya tzadikim in this world for any oinshim that they have. In tzadik b'otz shi'astev le'yechto, so merely they have the Galoi. The Shoyim, the Eibishter doesn't want to give them schar in the next world, so they have it good. Zok the Gemara. Yeah, here's the Gemara saying a different teretz. It's correct. Here the Gemara is clearly saying it's a word of tzadik ben tzadik, tzadik ben Rosh, but akoponim. The pshat in the mefarshim is the anhoga that we understand why it's things not always the way it seems. Zog ma omer ma tzadik betoyv lo tzadik ben tzadik tzadik v'galoi tzadik ben rosha. Eini frek gemara v'oksiv poiket oven oves al bonim uksiv ubonim la yumsa al oves. It says you don't punish a child bonim al oves. So how can it be tzadik ben rosha that they get punished because of the father's sins? Uramin and Koya Adonim, he has to steer in the Psukim. It says Poikit Oven Oves Al Bonim, and here it says Bonim Lo Yumsu, Samastira. So the Mogu Mishanin and we answer Lo Kasha. Hoksh Oich the Mais have a same Yadem. If they hold on to the fathers and huggers, so then Taka, it's Yumsu. Hoksh Oich the Mais have a same Yadem, then it's not. So the Mogu Elohoki Komale. Tzadik Betoibloi, Enupshat. Tzadik Betoibloi is Tzadik Gomur. Tzadik Gomer. Tzadik V'Ralei, Tzadik She'ena Gomer. This is an Hoga, this is a P'chin of Ena Gomer. Rosh V'Toiv L'Rosh She'ena Gomer. So he has a stickle on Hoga of Toiv. Rosh V'Ralei is Rosh Gomer. Who pleaded Rameh, this argues on Rameh, why don't Rameh? Shtayim Nosloid. The Eibush only gave him two of his requests were answered. The Achaz Lo Nitnoloid. The first two were answered, and of the Shechina being Shoira, but not on Hoga. And Itaka didn't give him a teretz. He had the question. So we can't ask questions. Why? People ask questions. Why? Why did the Holocaust take place? We don't understand that. Hogav the Eibishter, Biz Mashiach, even Moshe Rabbeinu asked the question. And according to his teretz, he didn't get an answer. Shenema, v'chanoise she'ochan v'richamti asher rachim, af b'she'enoi, hogun v'richamti asher rachim. Even if they don't deserve it, I give rachmonis. That's the Hogav the Eibishter. The Roshah can even have an Hogav Toiva. Af b'she'enoi hogun, v'yoyme loisuch aligas ponai. You cannot see me. I mean, he can't understand the Hanukkah of the Eibishter. Tonim Mishmer B'Shuv and Kocha. Kachom LeKodesh Baruch Hu Moshe. Kesher Ratzisi, when by the snare, when I wanted you to come, Gush Haloim, to come closer, look at Zisa. You didn't want. Achshav Sha'ata Goytze. Now you want to understand my drachim and you want to see me. Loi Suchal, then you can't. Sha'ata Goytze, Eini Goytze. Who pleaded Rabbi Shmuel Barachmeni and Rabbi Yonison. This argues on Shmuel Barachmeni that this, it was a good thing that Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to see by the snare, the Eibishter. In the schar of three things that Moshe Rabbeinu did, he was zech to three toivas. B'schar v'yast Moshe ponov. The fact that he's master is ponim, zech leklast ponim, koron ponov. B'schar ki yorei zech levayiru migesh zelov. B'schar mihabit zech levetmunas Hashem yabit. So he was taka zech that he was able to. Let's see the last Gemara to the end of the Omid. Zok the Gemara v'asereis is kapi v'risas achorei. I only see that in Hogov, the back of me. Om Rav Chana Babiz, Om Rav Shimon Bar Chisida, Milamet Shaira Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe Kesher Tefillin. He showed him the Kesher Tefillin. Zok the Gemara. Only the back, not the hanhog of the front. If the Eibishter says something, afilo atnai, if he gave a bracha, even if it's atnai, even if the tnai, the condition wasn't fulfilled, loy chazabay, it doesn't get retracted. So the Gemara only Meisha, Meisha Rabbeinu Shnema, horiv imenev ashmidim, I will destroy Klal Yisrael. The Eibishter told him, "Ve'es oischal goyotzum. After the egel, I'll make you into a goyotzum." Ba'avkav the boy Moshe Rachmele. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu asked Rachmonis, and the Eibishter answered his tefillah, and he didn't destroy Klal Yisrael, the milsa, who bought law, and the Eibishter kept Klal Yisrael. Afilu hachi ukme bezare that Moshe Rabbeinu will be considered a goyotzum like Klal Yisrael. How? Shenemar it says, "Bnei Moshe Gershom Eliezer, Ve'yu Bnei Eliezer Chavya Roish, who Bnei Chavya Rovu Lamalo." There were more than Shishim Riboy, which is the meaning of Klal Yisrael. So from Moshe Rabbeinu, Mamash was the cheshbon of Klal Yisrael. Asi Rabbi Rabbi, Ksiv Ocha, Chov Lamalo, Ksiv Hosom, Ubnei Yisrael Poru, Vayishritzu Vayirbu, that we know it was Moed, it was Shishim Riboy.